It's Friday, January the 26th, and you're very welcome to a special Inside Politics podcast from the Irish Times. I'm Hugh Linehan, and I'm joined in our studio by our political editor, Pat Leahy, who has the results of the second day of our Irish Times Ipsos MRBI opinion poll. Pat, yesterday we had the state of the political parties and the leaders, but some numbers today that I think an awful lot of people, given current political debate, will be interested in on attitudes towards the repeal of the Eighth Amendment and legislation which might follow.
That's right, Hugh.
Tell us what they are.
Okay, so I think it's important to realise exactly the question that we've asked, because you and I have spoken in the studio in the past after our polls about how particular questions was framed. So what we asked people is, we told them that this year the government is likely to seek to legislate for abortion to be available in Ireland on request up to 12 weeks. Then we said, in order to legislate for this, the constitution needs to be changed in a referendum. And then we asked them, will you vote to change the constitution so the government can legislate for abortion on request up to 12 weeks, or will you vote not to change the constitution?
So you very deliberately chose a question which brings together the two elements, the decision whether to change the constitution, but linking it directly to what seems to be the likely legislation which will be proposed by the current government to follow.
And in a way, this was the whole point of this poll and of doing it now, because for the first time, and we've asked attitudes to the issue and to possible proposals from the government in a number of different ways over the last 12 or 18 months. But now we know with a high degree of certitude, I think, that there will be a referendum, that the government will publish draft legislation, or at least heads of a bill before that referendum, to frame the arguments in the referendum. And that legislation will follow broadly the recommendations of the Oireachtas Committee, which were published after our last poll, and which there's a number of recommendations in it. As people will be aware, the most eye-catching one of which is to legalise abortion on request up to 12 weeks. So that's why we asked the question in that way. If the government is going to do that, it must change the constitution. That's what the referendum is about. And the central debate, not the only debate, but the central debate, I think, in that referendum will be about the 12 weeks proposal.
So if that political narrative unfolds as we expect now, how have people said in this poll they will vote in such a referendum?
Okay, so 56% of people said they would vote in favour of changing the constitution in those circumstances we have outlined. 29% said they would vote against it, and 15% of people said they don't know or expressed no opinion. So once you exclude the undecideds from that, because of course you can't go into a ballot box and vote don't know, you must vote either yes or no, you have a 65-35 lead for the repeal side at this stage. Now, we're at very early stages in a campaign, but as at the starting point, I think what this poll tells us for the first time is that there's a strong lead for repeal on this proposal, on the proposal to change the constitution to allow for abortion up to 12 weeks.
And it's fair to say that this is the first national poll on that specific
On that specific subject, because it is only in recent weeks, with the publication of the report of the Oireachtas Committee just before Christmas and the acknowledgement by government, although not finally and formally delivered yet, that their proposal for legislation after the referendum would be based on the is very likely to be replaced on the recommendations of that committee. So we really have only, even though we appear to be have been talking about this forever, it is only in recent weeks that that we have got, you know, definitive shape of those proposals, and this I think is the first definitive word on where the contest stands as of now.
What do you make of these numbers?
I think that I'm not entirely surprised. I would say I've ceased to be surprised by poll numbers a long time ago. I think it was clear from all the polling that we had done that there was a very strong majority for the repeal of the Eighth Amendment in the country. Clearly, to take that out of the constitutional argo and legalese, people want abortion to be more available in Ireland. We've known that for some time. The question always was, how much more abortion, if you like, did we want legalised in Ireland? Where was the legal line to be drawn? Because, of course, you know, the vast majority of countries have restrictions the later you go you go in pregnancy. I think that the process that has been underway from the Citizens' Assembly to the Oireachtas Committee to the broader political debate that has been taking place, and we've seen it in the Dáil over the last week on the on the committee's report, has been tending towards this direction. Now, I think if you said to people a year ago, or maybe even 6 months ago, that this would be the proposal that upon which we would government would alight and would be voted upon, I think, you know, we'd have been surprised. I think a lot of people would have been surprised. The Taoiseach himself said that this went farther than he thought it would. But there has been a logic and a progression towards this. I think people on the repeal side will be greatly encouraged by this result. It demonstrates that, in terms of the horse race and the contest that will take place, and I don't mean to trivialise it or suggest that it's a game or anything.
No,
like
but
this.
It is a political.
It's a political campaign. It's a political contest, and in that contest, at the starting line of the campaign, it's clear that repeal is in a commanding position. But we also know two things that I think will give the anti-abortion side encouragement and should give the repeal side pause for caution. And those two things are these. The first of all is that we know campaigns matter. We know campaigns change the outcome of those campaigns, and that's particularly true when it comes to referendum campaigns. And there's a long history of obvious examples that we could cite in support of that assertion. The second thing is that I think there is a deal, a certain proportion of the repeal support in this poll, which will necessarily be soft. Unless all the other polling on this is wrong, a certain proportion of people, albeit that they have backed this proposal, will nurture doubts about it. And we've asked, you know, we've asked specific questions in this poll to try and flesh out that sort of sentiment.
For example?
So we've issued a number, we put a number of statements to people and we asked them whether they agreed or disagreed with it. And one of the statements we put to people was, you know, I have reservations about providing abortion on request up to 12 weeks, but I also feel it is a reasonable compromise and will be an improvement on the current situation. And 57% of people, almost the exact same proportion as backed the constitutional amendment or the constitutional change, agreed with that. Now, people also, I think, many of people are coming from a position that prioritises the position, or certainly has very much in mind the position of the woman in this. And that maybe is a change from abortion campaigns in the past. And certainly the evidence of the Dáil debate over recent days, and if you look at Micheál Martin's speech in particular, the rights of the woman, the needs of the woman, the situation and position of the woman is much more to the fore, and there's much less talk than there would have been historically about the rights of the unborn child, which of course remain enshrined in our constitution. Now that may change over the course of the campaign, but it's certainly been a feature, I think, of the debate so far. And that's borne out again in one of the other statements that we put to people when we said the law in Ireland needs to change to recognise a woman's right to choose to have an abortion if they wish. And 64% of people agreed with that. So I think the starting point from which people are beginning this campaign is one that is advantageous to the repeal side. But there is that softness in part of that, in part of the support for change that is there. And that middle bit, the soft bit of the repeal vote, the middle ground, I keep saying this, and in some ways it's a statement of the obvious, but it's the middle ground the people who are not wholly convinced by the arguments on either side. That's where the battleground in this would be.
And we also asked people if they had changed their minds or if their views had changed recently or in the last 12 months or so.
Yeah,
those numbers are interesting.
Yeah, this was, I think, particularly instructive. So we asked people specifically, what we asked them was, has your view on abortion being more widely available in Ireland changed or not over the past year? Now, perhaps predictably, almost 3/4, 74% of people said no, their view hasn't changed. But 22% of people, almost a quarter of people, said that their views had changed over the past year. And of that group that had changed, the overwhelming majority of them, 19% versus 3%, said that their view had changed in the pro-choice direction, if you like. They said, 19% said, I am now more open to the idea, that is, the idea of abortion being more widely available, than I was before. And if you were to summarise that finding in a sentence, I think it would be this: the pro-choice side so far has been winning the argument.
So there are two things I take from that. I think that's a particularly interesting number. One is that the process, which we've seen as a country happen over the last 6 months, the Constitutional Assembly followed by the Oireachtas Committee, has perhaps caused people to consider in greater depth some of these issues which have been discussed about the legal reality of seeking an abortion on foot of an alleged rape, for example, or the medical reality of the widespread availability of the abortion pill. People have actually kind of thought through some of those issues, and that has caused them to change their minds in that direction. But the other thing is, I suppose, more purely political notion, which is the notion of a trend, the notion, perhaps difficult to scientifically assess sometimes, that when things are moving in a certain direction politically, that motion will continue in that direction. Is there any justification in looking at
that? Yeah, no, I think there is something in that. And you know, if we were to discuss this, five years ago, you would have said that actually, going on other trends in society, you would expect in 5 years' time that Ireland would have a more liberal view on abortion than it does now. Partly that's a function of demographics. And if you look at this, there's quite a stark demographic divide between age groups on how people approach the question. 74% of the 18 to 24-year-olds are in favour of change, but only 36% of 65 and of those aged 65 and over are in favour. So, you know, that liberalising trend, if you like, is something which you would expect. But there's also the other thing that you mentioned going on as well. And if you look at the Dáil debates about this, you will see that, you know, to take Micheál Martin again as an example, this is someone who's engaged with the process and has changed his mind on it. And his contribution obviously was the most high profile and, of course, was, you know, instantly lauded and hailed by people who agree with them in public debate and on social media and otherwise. But many other TDs, if you read their speeches or listen to their speeches, have undergone a similar process. Now, that does not mean that is the inevitable, that a pro-choice or a liberal position is the inevitable end point
of
consideration of that idea.
We have seen plenty of referendums in Ireland where those kind of numbers showed a majority in favour of passage of a referendum and the referendum ended up not passing.
Absolutely. And even in the most recent referendum and the same-sex marriage referendum in 2015, while it eventually passed by 62 to 38, I think early polls showed that it would pass by 80-20. So there's clearly a direction of travel in a lot of referendum campaigns that would, I think, encourage anti-abortion or pro-life campaigners in this. And I think also, you know, anti-abortion pro-life campaigners would also say that the debate in the media and in political circles has been framed in a way that is
negative to them.
I think there is some justification for that point.
Does that mean that they're perhaps holding out for the much stricter regulations governing these issues, certainly in terms of broadcasting, when a campaign officially begins?
That is a hope that they have, but you know, wishful thinking is evident on both sides of this debate. I think that the, you know, kind of just, you know, trying to observe and analyze and report on the campaign thus far, I think it's also evident, though, that the repeal side have been much better organized. They've been much better prepared. Their political lobbying has been better than the anti-abortion side. Whether that will continue, we'll remain to see. Or how important that kind of milieu of the campaign is as it moves to, you know, campaigns on the doorsteps, on the street campaigns, and social media is another matter. But certainly, you know, the summary thus far is that
it's round
one to the repealers.
Right. We should touch also on the state of the parties poll which we ran yesterday, because it is also very interesting. Certainly for a politics podcast, it's very interesting. Fine Gael's surge, not quite surging quite so much, but still maintaining a comfortable lead.
I think we say every time we're doing these polls, we think, you know, we say that the important thing to watch is the trend. And the trend of steady Fine Gael increases that we have seen for the last year and a half, that came to an end at least a temporary end in this week's poll. So Fine Gael dropped by 2 points from 36% to 34%. The context, however, for that is that in the last poll, they jumped by 5 points and they still remain 9 points ahead of Fianna Fáil. So I think that given that the decline is within the margin of error and given that the gap between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is still quite significant, I don't think Fine Gael will worry too much about that 2 point drop. I think the eye-catching thing in this poll was the Taoiseach's somewhat stratospheric personal ratings.
The most popular Taoiseach since Bertie.
What could possibly go wrong? I think, 60% of people approve of the way Mr. Varadkar is doing his job. Those are the sort of numbers that we have not seen, as you say, since the...
What do you make of that number?
I think what it means is Varadkar, the Taoiseach, has caught the imagination of a certain number of people. I think people are intrigued by him. They're interested in him. They're willing to hear what he has to say. I remain to be convinced that he has turned that into bankable political support. But I think what this does demonstrate is that he has the opportunity to do so. I think that Leo Varadkar and his government, and we talked before Christmas about how there had been this great generational change in political leadership in Ireland. I think that there is the possibility at this point, to put it no more strongly than that, that there is a sort of paradigm shift in our politics in favour of Fine Gael. I don't think he has achieved that yet. I think we're at the opportunity stage to do that. I don't know how long that opportunity
becomes the natural largest party, the position formerly held by Fianna Fáil, who, if I dig slightly under the figures that we published yesterday, are still over-reliant on an older cohort and a less urban cohort for their core support.
Yes, they are. Yeah. And those, you know, those differences are not enormously stark, but they're not negligible either. That having been said, we should remember that in Irish elections, people don't necessarily vote for leaders. They may not even vote for parties. They vote for candidates who may carry the branding of a party and an association with a popular leader. But the single biggest reason that people vote in Irish elections is for individual candidates, somebody to represent.
So Fianna Fáil are going up and down the country trying to find GAA heroes to stand in the next election?
More so that their individual, their collective individual candidate strength may be stronger than it appears in national polls. And, you know, we should all learn from what happened in the past. Polls before the last election did not capture what was going to happen or what subsequently happened to Fianna Fáil support. Now, sure, generals get in trouble all the time for fighting the last war, and that's not necessarily a guide to what's going to happen the next time. But I think I would be, were I in Fine Gael, I would be cautious about this, but I would be pretty optimistic too.
Pat, thanks for joining us. And that's it for this edition of Inside Politics. Thanks to Pat for joining us this evening. Thanks also to our producer, Declan Conlon. Remember that you can subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast provider is. And you can find us at irishtimes.com/podcasts. But until the next time, goodbye and thanks very much indeed for listening.